Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Christmas is almost upon us. I feel like I've been ripped off a year. Didn't we just have Christmas? And then we got locked up. You know what I'm saying? How many of you have been locked up? No, don't answer that question. Praise. Doreen, I reckon you would have been locked up this year. How many of you know Doreen? Stand up, Doreen. Just stand up. I won't embarrass you. I love that girl. Just flat out love her. Why? Because she gives me discount at the golf shed. Praise God. Doreen is such a blessing to us. It's really cool. As in, there's some really cool stories in here of how people have come into the life of the church. This is what Christmas is all about. As in, I get to this part of the year, and I've seen Doreen, I think, once or twice throughout this year. But you know what? It's just like, how do we all end up here? How did we get here? How many of you know God has got a plan, and you are part of the plan? When we talk about Christmas, there's a whole lot of things in some parts of Christendom today where they want to close Christmas down, and they want to make it like, you shouldn't be doing this, and you shouldn't be doing that. I'm like, psst. I'm not going to entertain that. I'm going to take every opportunity and any opportunity I can to celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and all that Jesus has done up until this point in time. Christmas, I think as each year goes by, I have a greater appreciation of Christmas. It might be because I'm going to have less of them as each year goes by. I'm not too sure. But I think as each year goes by, I actually have a greater appreciation of Christmas. And maybe after this year, I don't know what you're going to refer to as this year, but maybe after this year, I have the most appreciation of any Christmas that I've ever had. But here's the thing. If you're a guest to Enjoy Church today, or if you're new to Enjoy Church today, then you need to know that we are a Jesus-loving, Bible-believing church, all right? Jesus-loving, Bible-believing. That's it. So when we celebrate Christmas, you know what we're doing. We are celebrating the Christ. That's it. Full stop, period, exclamation mark. We are celebrating Jesus. That's where it's at for us. And so with that in mind, how many of you know, if you take the Christ out of Christmas, you're just left with Mass. Amen. How many of you remember Mass? All right. You take the Christ out of Christmas, you get left with Mass. A mass is simply a body of people. But when you put Christ before the mass, how many of you know Christmas is about to get funky? You know what I'm saying? Christmas is about to get real. Christmas is about to come alive. Friends, I want to encourage you today, if you don't have Christ in your Christmas, get him in Christmas. You need Jesus in Christmas. All right, so here we go. Christmas, we all know Christmas has been commercialized by anybody and everybody. If they can make a buck out of Christmas, how many of you know they're going to make a buck out of Christmas? They're going to come from this angle, they're going to come from that angle. As a result, everybody's under pressure. How many of you are under pressure? You got to get a gift for this person, you got a gift for that person, you got a gift here, you got a gift there, you got to do this, you got to do that. And to be honest, I don't think the pressure that comes in all of that is necessarily the way it should be. Now, am I saying that we shouldn't be giving gifts at Christmas time? No. Don't hear that, because that's not what I'm saying. I just think some parts of society and community are out of control. I do think we should give gifts at Christmas time. And the reason I do is because of Matthew chapter 2, verse 10. Everyone say Matthew. How many of you love the book of Matthew? Some of you are like, is it a book? It's in the Bible. All right, it's in the Bible. How many of you are still reading your Bible, just out of curiosity? Still reading your Bible? As in, praise God, 8 of you, that's good. It's been a tough year, I know that, but you're still reading your Bible. Stay in the Word of God. Stay in the Word of God. The chances are, if you're in church today, it's because you're in the Word of God. I want to encourage you, if the only time you feed is when you come to church on Sunday morning, you're going to be a skinny mini Christian, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be like malnutrition. You're going to be like, it's not going to work for you. You need to be in the Word of God in your life so you can feed yourself, you can build yourself, and then you come to church and you just get encouraged by the fun monkeys of Enjoy Church. Praise God. All right. So I believe that we should give gifts at Christmas time. Matthew chapter 2, reading from verse 10, says, when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. Everyone say overjoyed. Overjoyed. How many of you know they were enjoyers? Yeah. All right, we're just going to rewrite the Bible a little bit. because they were overjoyed. So we're just going to put in there that the three Magi were from Enjoy Church. They were at the east location when they decided to go to the west location because they were in the east and they went to the west. So we're just a little bit of ad-libbing. It's all right. It'll be okay. Don't go looking at me like that. That's okay. That's okay. I was talking to Steve today. Where's Steve up the back there somewhere? Steve was telling me he thinks that there should be an 11th commandment, and it is, you shall enjoy yourself. And every enjoyer said, amen. Praise God. We're not going to do that, though. Don't worry. It's all good. All right. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and myrrh. Praise God. How many of you think it would be a good idea this Christmas to give or to receive, maybe between husbands and wives, gold, incense, myrrh? How many of you would love some myrrh? Oh, praise God. Baby, myrrh. Anyway, moving right along. So from the very beginning, we see here from Jesus' birth, people have been giving gifts to celebrate the birth of Christ. But church, I need you to understand that these gifts were not the first gifts given. You might say, really? Because it was at his birth and the three wise men, the three magi, they turn up, they give out three gifts and you're saying they weren't the first gifts given? No, they weren't the first gifts given. And if you think about it, you'll understand why. Because when you think about it, the first gift of Christmas was, of course, and will always be, you know where I'm going here, the one who is the first and the last. He was the first gift and he will be the last gift. You know what I'm saying? When we talk about the gifts that are given at Christmas, you've got to go to the one who is the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the firstborn of all creation and he is the first gift. We're talking, of course, about Jesus. Jesus was the first Christmas gift given to all of humanity for the salvation of all who would believe in him. If you believe in him today, if you believe in him, I'm not just talking about, I think he's out there somewhere. No. I'm talking about if you will give, because how many of you know believe is actually a verb? If you pull this word apart, you look at it in the Greek, you got to do that occasionally. Friends, I want to encourage you, believing will change your actions. Believing will change your living. Believing will get you up and about and cause you to live differently because you believe in him. How many of you have ever met people that so-called believe in God, but nothing about their life translates into that? It's like, as in, I would never call a Christian a hypocrite. What I do say, though, is a lot of people say they believe, but they don't. What I would say about Christians is most of us are like me. We're trying to work it out. We're trying to do our best. And yes, we fall over occasionally. But here's the thing, we try. And that's what happens when you're a believer. You'll rise up in faith every day and walk it out. You'll walk it, because you know that if you're a believer, it has to actually transform the way you live. So we see that Jesus is the first Christmas gift given to humanity. Unlike many of the gifts that we receive, hell, I don't know about you, some of the gifts that I receive, well, let's just say they don't go the distance. My mum, I love my mum. You know I love my mum. Even though she's got a magpie tattooed on her ankle, I still love her. You know what I'm saying? Why would you get a magpie tattooed on your ankle? You know the story. She got this magpie because she's a Collingwood supporter, been a Collingwood supporter all her life. She goes down and gets a magpie tattooed on her ankle at 72 years of age. Oh, she went to a bikie den, for goodness sake, to get the tattoo. And then she gets photos and she sends them surrounded by bikies. They thought she was awesome. I think they wanted to be adopted, but we don't get whatever. And so, but after a year, the magpie had turned into an old crow, because how many of you know that they sag and they bleed? After 2 years, it was an emu. You know what I'm saying? I love my mum. My mum used to buy me shirts every Christmas. Every Christmas, she'd give me a new shirt. And then I had to say, Mum, after 7 years of shirts, Mum, I've got enough chamois. She's like, what? I said, I've got enough chamois. Mum, have you ever seen me wear the shirts you give me? Anyway, some of you are like, this is too real, too real. Anyway, you know what it's like. Sometimes you get gifts and They break, you buy the kids new toys. They break within like 8 minutes and then they're screaming and fighting over the other toys. They end up in the cupboard and they're discarded. And you know what I'm saying? Jesus is not like that gift. We give gifts and they come and they go and they break and they get used as chamois, whatever the case may be. Jesus is not like that gift. Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. You know what I'm saying? Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. Jesus is the gift that... You've missed that, right? Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. Now, he keeps on giving in two ways. Everyone say two ways. All right, turn to the person beside you and say it like you're excited because you're not looking excited at me. So say it to them, two ways. All right, two ways. Here we go. The first way is the way of salvation. How many of you are in Christ today? Give me a wave if you know Jesus, your Lord and Savior. Most of you, praise God. How many of you know you can only receive him as a free gift? He's been given to you as a gift. Salvation is the first way that he is the gift that keeps on giving. John chapter 3, verse 16. The most known verse in all the world, John says here, for God so loved the world that he gave, who gave? He gave. Your salvation isn't because you're good, it's because he's good. It's not your generosity, his generosity. He gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Praise God. How many of you are glad you're going to heaven today? How many of you are not sure if you're going to heaven today? All right. By the end of the service, we're going to pray for all of you. You guys online as well. You don't want to be in church all your life and not sure that you're going to heaven. You go to heaven if you're in right relationship with God, not because you're a good person. It's because he's a good father who gave a good son that you might be good in his eyes. So we're going to do that before the end of the service. All right. John 4, verse 10. Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Romans chapter 5, verse 15. But the gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Now, three verses, 1, 2, 3. I could stand here all day, literally all day, just read verse after verse after verse after verse. I could go through the Old Testament that point to Jesus as the gift. I could go to the New Testament and read just verse after verse about Jesus being the gift. Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving, not just for this generation, not just for that generation, but for every generation from the beginning of time, even like the centuries before he was even here on earth. He is the gift that gave salvation to them and give salvation to those that were in his time all the way through to today. In every tribe, every tongue, every nation, every person, every generation, the gift of Jesus is gift enough. Gift enough right there. The gift of Jesus is all you need for the purpose of salvation. And everybody said, amen. But when we talk about Jesus being the gift that keeps on giving, there's actually another way that we see this reality. Another way. And you're like, really? So we're talking about salvation? He's a gift of salvation? Yes. But there's actually another way that we see this reality. If you know the story of Christmas and Christianity, then you'll know that Jesus came to earth. He came to earth for one reason and one reason only, and that it was for the salvation of humanity. If you understand Christianity, Jesus came to earth for the salvation of humanity. None of us are right in our own strength or in our own might. We need the gift of salvation that comes through Christ. But there is another way. There is another way. Christianity is all about, and Christmas is all about. We know the story that Jesus came from heaven. He humbled himself and came from heaven. That's what it says. He became a man just like you or I. He stepped out of eternity into heaven. He was born in the manger by a virgin birth. And a lot of people are like, oh, I can't get my head around that. You're not meant to get your head around it. You're meant to get your heart around it, all right? So don't try and work it out in here. Receive it in here and just allow God to take you on the journey. So he was born by a virgin mother in the manger. From there, he lived a sinless life. He went to the cross. He died on the cross for you and I. And then he went down into Sheol, or down into hell, and he took back the keys of hell and death. All right. So that's a Christmas story. And that's why people like us should get excited about Christmas, because we understand what Christmas is all about. Yes, we celebrate in all sorts of crazy ways, but we understand Christmas is about the Christ. Now, here's the thing. When Jesus died, died. How many of you know we spell dead, D-E-D, dead, you know what I'm saying? He was dead because the Bible says he breathed his last. He was dead on the cross. He spent 3 days in the tomb, but how many of you know he wasn't dead? He wasn't dead. And you're like, but you just said he was dead. Physically, he was dead, but spiritually, he was alive. Spiritually, he was kicking butt. He was kicking the devil's butt. It was at that point that while his body lay in the tomb, that he went down there into the depths of hell and took back the keys of hell and death. He had authority to do that because he lived a sinless life. He lived a sinless life, which pleased the Lord and which made him the perfect sacrifice. When he went to the cross, the Lord smiled upon him, even though he turned his back on him because he couldn't look upon our sin upon Jesus' life. But in that time, he died and then his body went into the tomb. But he wasn't there. He himself was going to cause havoc in hell. He went down there and he knocked down those. I can imagine that. How many of you got a wild imagination? It's like, I can imagine Jesus going in there with a chainsaw in one hand. Machine gun. Maybe not. Too much pizza. I don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I can imagine him going in there and saying, where's the devil? I've come for my keys. You know what I'm saying? And so he gets the keys and out he goes. Out he goes. I love it. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, it says, I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of hell and death. I hold the keys of hell and of death. The enemy doesn't have it over you anymore. Death, where is your sting now? You don't have anything over us because we know we're going to live a purposeful life in this life and then we're going to live for Christ for eternity. You know what I'm saying? So the enemy doesn't have it over us anymore. Not for a minute, not for a second. He now and forevermore holds the keys of hell and death because through his death, he was given that authority to go and take those keys back. But here's the thing. Through this salvation, you've got to get ready for this now. Through this salvation, Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving, no doubt about it. But as he came out of hell and he ascended, as he ascended, he brought captives in his train. So the Bible talks about he led forth a host of captives. These were the people that had all died in faith before his death. All right, so you got to think about it. Go back to creation because there was no salvation in Christ until Christ came and paid the price. They weren't in hell, but they weren't in heaven. They were in a waiting place. And you look at all the passages, and we're not going to go there today, but you can see they're in a waiting place. So when Jesus goes down there, he takes the keys of hell and death, and as he comes out, he then brings forth all those that have been held captive, waiting for this day where Jesus would come. And so then as they come out, he has this host of captives. But the Bible says that as he comes out, he gives gifts to men. And it's like, really? Is that not what it says? It says it. It really does. It says it. All right. You're like, where does it say it? Good point. I'm going to read it to you. Is that okay? Smile at me now. Come on. Give me something. Praise God. They're all smiling online. I can see you. See you. Some of you need to put your dressing gown on. Your pajamas are too revealing. Praise God. All right. You good? You good? Here we go. Ephesians, book of Ephesians 4, verse 4. We are all one body. Whether we're in here today or online today, wherever you are today, we are all one body. We have the same spirit. And we have all been called to the same glorious future. There is only one Lord, and everyone said, one faith, one baptism, and there is only one God and Father who is over us all and in us all and living through us all. However, all right, everyone say however. All right, how many of you know, if you go to the Greek for however, it means you've really got to get this. My Greek mate over there, Nick, he'd probably tell me differently, but that's okay. However, you just got to, when you see a however or a therefore, you've got to get it worked out. What's being said here? However, he has given each one of us a special gift according to the generosity of Christ. However, he has given each one of us. Everyone say, turn to the person beside you and say, he's talking to you. He's given each one of us. How many of you know each one of us? Some of you are like, oh, I don't have anything at all I can do. And it's like, no, you do. I don't have anything special. Yes, you do. You do. You've all got something. You've been given something, something. You've all got a, hey, how many of you have got a smile? Praise God. If you're not smiling, keep coming back. You will be smiling soon. We have ways. As in, you've all got something. You've all got a personality. You've all got a firm handshake. You've all got a gift, a special gift. It's special. You might think, well, it's not much. I promise you, it's special. If it's a gift from God, it's a special gift. And it says here very, very clearly, he has given each one of us a special gift according to the generosity of Christ. So it's not like a little, it's actually a lot. You may not have worked it out yet, but it's there and it's alive and it's real, it's powerful. It's actually amazing. Everyone say amazing. Say, I'm amazing in Christ. Friends, I want to encourage you today. You are amazing in Christ. You've got to see yourself as God sees you. If you never see yourself as God sees you, you'll never live the life God's got for you. When you begin to realize God's put something in my life for the glory of God, it's then you'll begin to stand up, rise up, and get into what God's got for you. Begin to step into it and step it out. That is why the scriptures say, when he ascended to the heights, he led a crowd of captives and he gave gifts to men. These gifts that Jesus is giving, out here, are specifically called the ascension gifts. In context of the scripture, just so we're clear. I'm not trying to use that scripture out of context. In context, he's talking about the ascension gifts. The ascension gifts are the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers. They're the ascension gifts. So we're talking about five ascension gifts, but then there's another nine gifts of the Spirit. But then there's 27 gifts, and then some would say 33 gifts, and I would actually say there's a gazillion gifts. And the gifts, here's the joy of it all, the gifts keep on giving. Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving, but then he gives gifts and the gifts keep on giving. The reason you belong to an amazing church, and I don't know about you, I still think you're amazing. I still think you're amazing. The reason that you are amazing. Now, we're just going to freestyle for a little bit. Is that okay? Hope it's okay. I was meant to work this part of the sermon out, but to be honest, it just didn't feel right to try and work it out. I had the guy saying, you got to help us out. You got to tell us where people are going to be and who you're going to be talking to. And I'm like, I don't know. I just want to freestyle. You know what I'm saying? So, Moses. How many of you would agree that Moses is a gift? Yes. Amen. If you know Moses like I know Moses. Now, just so you're all clear, because some of you don't know who I'm pointing, I'm talking about my brother Moses, not the one in the Bible, all right? As in, he was pretty cool too, but not as cool as this one. Although I reckon his hair might have been a little bit, anyway, whatever. All right, so how many of you know Moses? Yeah. Moses, how long have you been saved?
20 years.
20 years. Is that right? Moses told me his age the other day. I was shocked. You must use a lot of oil of Ulan. Or the Spirit of God is ever present. I'm not too sure. Moses has been saved 20 years. 20 years. How long have you been in the Joy Church?
15.
Praise God. Moses is a gift. Moses stands beside me every week. He is as faithful as, I don't know. As in, I've got to be careful. I love my brother. He's not just a gift to me. He's a gift to us all. If you know Moses, if you know his spirit, you know his heart. As in, the thing I love about Moses is he looks like he could eat somebody. But if you know him, he's actually he's a prayer. What he is a pastor. That's his heart. And that's the gift. He stands beside me, but I promise you, he's unbelievable. An incredible man of God that's been standing beside me for 15 years. You all love him. You know why you love him? Because he's operating in the gift. If he didn't operate in the gift, I promise you, you would not know who he was. Because he would just turn up maybe a little bit late and leave a little bit early and just do his thing. But he's not, because he's received the gift of salvation and there's gifts that work in his life. So you see him in this space, You don't hear the conversations I have with Louise about what they are doing in people's homes, how they're helping people, how they're caring for people, how they're praying for people, how they're casting devils out. She cut up us anyway, so you know what I'm saying though. How many of you agree this man is an incredible man of God? But he's an incredible man of God because of the gift that keeps on giving within him. Keeps on giving. Keeps on giving. That's why you love him. That's why I love him. It's amazing. How many of you would agree that Pastor Louise Arioka is a gift? As in, well, you can say. How long have you been saved, Lou? Are you saved?
Since I was 9.
Since you were 9. A very long time. Last century, I believe. How long have you been in Joy?
23 years.
23 years. She's been here longer than we have. Literally. So Louise was on the board that employed us 22 years ago. So if you love us, send her a note saying thank you. If you hate us, whatever. You can send a like. But Louise is a gift to all of us and has been for 22 years because of what she does with the gifts that have been given to her. And this is how it works. This is what makes great churches. It's not one person or two people or one family or five families that make it work. It's when people turn up year in, year out, being faithful as couples and families, individuals and the whole deal, and they go on their journey in God. And then it's like, we have been here 22 years. You've been here longer. But I promise you, I get excited. I'm as excited today as I was then. And the reason I'm as excited today as I was then is because now there's more of us. God is doing more things. And it's incredible. Pastor Jake Ferreira. How many of you love Jake? Jake! How many of you loved his preaching last Sunday? Oh, I heard you brought the fire. I heard you were lit. Moving right along. How long have you been saved?
10 years.
Is that all? You're an extraordinarily developed, mature young man. Only 10 years. Is that right? So you've had all your Christian life here at Enjoy?
Yeah, it's my decision, yeah. 10 years. And here, 10 years, yeah.
It wasn't my decision. So I'm glad it was his decision, not mine. That's good, 10 years. But how many of you would agree that this young man is a gift to us all? As in, seriously, I was getting messages when I was preaching in Adelaide last week about your sermon on Sunday morning. And I've heard from that, like every day I've heard about the sermon. I've got no idea what you spoke about. All one guy said was, even Judas could be used by God or something. And I'm like, ooh. Oh, I've never said that before. Don't know where you learned that, but whatever. But what a gift. What a gift to empire. What a gift to the empire leaders. What a gift to the body of Christ. How many of you know you got saved 10 years ago? You can't be doing great things. You've only been a Christian 10 years. That's ridiculous. But how many of you know it's not ridiculous? You take what God gives you, you put it to work, and who knows what God's going to do. What about this crazy couple behind you? Oh, praise God. Fabian and Tina. All right. Now, just so you know, I don't know how long you'd been at Enjoy before I met you guys, but I walked into the Shell service station at Caroline Springs, and Tina goes to me, Pastor Shane. And I'm like, hey. Praise God, the employees at Shell wear little name tags. I'm like, hey, Tina. Tina! Oh, Tina! I said, Tina, help a brother out. You go to Enjoy. Oh, Pastor Shane. No, 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 no. Well, as in, long story short, she didn't give me a discount on the petrol. But she does when I go for my... Anyway, so what? But these guys, we talked. And then we got together. I came to your house and we had coffee. And one time we had curry. It was unbelievable. Man, upset me a little, if you know what I'm saying. But no, it was good. It was good. Now today, because from that day, you guys just seemed to, speaking of lit, You guys have come alive. How long have you been saved, bro?
Since 9 years old.
Since you were 9 years old. So are you Louise's brother? How long have you been saved, Sid?
14 years.
14 years, praise God. But what I've seen in this season is, tell me if I'm wrong, you were in children's church for a while, and now you're in men's ministry as well, you're in that space, and you've sort of taken over the office. You're just there more than anybody, even through lockdown, but I'm not going to tell anybody. And so you're involved in care, is it?
Yes.
Yes, and you are loved by everybody. How many of you know this couple? As in... See, they're all doing that because you're using your gifts. You make this place awesome. I can leave now because you're here. And it's wonderful. But how many of you know this is how it works? I'm looking around. I can walk all over this place. I can walk all over this place and just ask the question. Pippa! I can ask a question. How long have you been saved? And what are you doing? And you're leading this and you're leading that. And it's awesome. I love it. And Helen's been here. You've been here 23 years. She's been like 108 years or something. I don't know. Helen's been here a long time. Faithful, loyal, committed, turns up week in, week out. And then I got to do this. You're like, where are you going, Shane? I'm leaving. All right, I'm not really. Sarah Peace. Now the reason I'm coming up to Sarah, some of you are like, this is different, isn't it? Welcome to our family Christmas service. All right. So, Sarah, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Pastor Shane.
That's good, Sarah. So, Sarah, I'm being naughty, aren't I? I'm just so glad to see everybody. I feel like I've come home to family. That home at last, when I saw that, I wanted to cry, but I didn't because of my mascara. Anyway, moving right along. Sarah, tell me, help me out here. Help me out. How long have you been saved?
Since I was five.
Louise, she beats you. Since she was five. You got to get your act together. All right. So, Sarah, since you were five. About 5 or 6 years ago, I think you were dedicating one of your children and you invited the neighbor. So 10 years ago, is it 10 years ago? You invited your neighbor to church. And some of you are like, how do you know this stuff? I know everything. So remember that if you're going to be naughty. Pastor Shane knows everything. Not really. All right. 10 years ago, you invited your neighbors to church. Is it really 10 years? All right. All right. Who are your neighbors that you invited to church? Whoops, sorry.
That's my mom, by the way.
It's your mum. Man, it's ridiculous. You look like sisters. I don't know. How many of you agree? They look like sisters. That's ridiculous. But anyway, good job, mum. Oil of Ulan. You must know Moses. Maybe you get it from the same place. All right. So, Sarah, mum. All right. So, you invited your neighbors. Who were your neighbors?
Jonathan and Tella Byrne.
Okay. Jonathan and Tella. How many of you know Jonathan and Tella? Yeah. Praise God. All right, how many of you love Jonathan and Tella? How many of you know we only love Jonathan and Tella because Sarah invited them to church? Now, it gets better. Can you hang on to that, sis? Thank you very much. Yeah. We've got a sure solder. Whatever. All right, you know where I'm going, don't you? So my T-shirt, somebody sent it in the mail this week.
All right.
Love your neighbor. You know who sent it in the mail this week? Jarlath and Intella's daughter. How cool is that? Yeah, I love it too. So Bella sends the T-shirt as a gift to me. This gift to me started 10 years ago when you invited her parents to church. She's grown up now in church, and I just think it's unbelievable. Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving, that you invited. Oh, thank you. Praise God. You know what? I've always wanted to do this. As in, you know what I'm going to do? I want to be like Benny Hinn. Some of you are like, you're naughty. I am. Can you imagine what my mum had to put up with? No wonder she went and got tattooed. Right, so here's the thing. Sarah's using her gift. She received the gift of salvation. She uses her gift to invite someone. The people she invites receive salvation. They're walking in the Lord. They raise their children in the Lord. And it just goes on and on and on. This is what I want to say to you. This is Christmas. Christmas is all about Jesus. You've received a gift. You've been given a gift. You received the gift of salvation. You've received gifts in Him. Now I want to encourage you, church, rise up in them. Rise up in them. And let 2021 be a year where like Christmas is every day. Because you're walking in it, you're talking it, you're loving it, you're living it, you're being the person that God wants you to be. You are awesome. You are wonderful. You were born for such a time as this, as I was born for such a time as this. I don't know about you. I want to create havoc. I feel like I'm a little winged at the moment. But you know what? I'm getting better day by day. And I'm like, I feel like a lion coming out of the thicket. Although I would like to change that verse to tiger coming out of the thicket. But did I mention Richmond won another premiership this year? Praise God. 3 out of 4. Not bad. Anyway, can I pray for you? How many of you are ready to use the gift that God has given you? You are a gift. You've been given a gift. You received the gift of salvation. Now you've received other gifts. Gifts, not one, but gifts. I believe as we step into 2021 and we all operate in the gifts that God has given us, I just think 2021 is going to be the greatest year of our life. We've come out of probably the most challenging year of our lives. We're about to step into the greatest year of our lives. How many of you believe that? It's like, just believe it, receive it, believe it. Begin to step it out and watch what God will do in you and through you. You know, I think about the fact that we're all still here after this year. It's crazy. 22 years and now I look around and it doesn't matter. I can look right at the back and see Steve, my mate Steve, and my brother, and I just look around all over and it's like, look what the Lord has done here. We get to be a part of this. I don't know about you. For me, it's not a chore. It's not a chore. It's not a job. It's a call. It's a privilege. It's a blessing. It's an honor to be part of such an incredible family. I want to pray for you all. Why don't we just bow our head? Before I pray, I want to pray for a releasing of gifting and a certainty of gifting, an understanding of gifting. But maybe before I go there, I just need to pray for everyone to make sure that you know the Lord. I said I would before. I said that, you know, God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever would believe in Him would not perish but have eternal life. Jesus is the answer for eternal life. Jesus is the answer for peace. Jesus is the answer for hope. Jesus is the answer, full stop. That's it, exclamation mark. It's in Christ. So I'm going to ask for every head to be bowed, every eye to be closed, just for 1 minute. Friends, if you're here today and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, maybe you're watching online today, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, can I encourage you, give your life to Christ right here, right now. Don't let another day go by. Don't let another week go by. But make a decision right here, right now, in the moment, that I'm going to give my life to Jesus. You know, we're here to celebrate Christmas. He is the Christ. Without Christ, it's just a gathering of people. But if you put Christ before Mass, how many of you know you've got Christmas right there? We can celebrate Jesus in this place. We can celebrate Jesus today. We can celebrate Him on the 25th. But typically, most of us are probably celebrating Him all year long because we know Him and we're known by Him. So from the front to the back, from my right to the left, all over this room, if you want to give your life to Christ today, can I encourage you right here, right now, make a decision and give your life to Christ. Make a decision. It might be the first time you've done this. It may be the second time. That actually makes no difference to me. What makes all the difference to me is knowing that you're on your way to heaven. You're on your way into a relationship with God. So from the front to the back, from our right to the left, all over the auditorium, if you're here today and you're saying, Shane, I'm away from God. I want to give my life to Christ. It may be the first time, maybe the second or third time. Doesn't actually matter. What matters is before you leave today, you know that you are in right standing with God, that you're a child of God, accepted by God. From the front to the back, my right to the left, all over the auditorium, if you want to give your life to Jesus, just shoot your hand up on the count of three. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Right now, wherever you are, just shoot that hand up. If that's you, you're saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. Anybody at all? Anybody at all? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's okay. We're good. All right, this is what I want to do. I want to pray for every man, every woman in the place today that wants to really step up and use their gifts as we step into next year. Everybody from the front to the back, from our right to the left, you're saying, I want to operate in my gifts like never before. I want to discover my gifts. I want to actually understand them. I want to understand myself better and use them for the glory of God. I've received the gift of salvation. He's given me a gift, and now I know. Now I know. I want to stand up in it and use it like never before. If that's you, just raise both your hands now. Just lift them up before you. I just want to pray for you as you sit there. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for every brother, every sister. Lord, we get ready for 2021. Lord, we're believing it's going to be the greatest year of our life. So I pray in Jesus' name, from the front to the back, from my right to the left, for every man and every woman that has their hands raised to you. I pray, Almighty God, Lord, that they would understand their gift, that which you have given them. I thank you, Lord, that they know you. They've received the gift of salvation, but they've also received something else. Now I pray, Lord God, that they'd have a greater understanding of it and they'd begin to step into it in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, that they would use the gift for your glory. And Lord, as a result, Lord God, others would come to the knowledge of Christ. Others would come into the kingdom of God. Others would be blessed, Lord, and their lives would be just grown because of the gift that they are using, Lord. So Lord, I speak blessing and I speak favor. I speak the most incredible year, 2021, the most incredible year. Declare it now in Jesus' name, from the front to the back, from my right to the left, all over this room. Lord, I declare your goodness and your favor in Jesus' name over every man, every woman. I pray, Lord God, multiplication of gifts. I pray for new gifts. Pray for greater understanding and greater faith to use them in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said together.